Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Min Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Menachot, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Amud, about to take a look at the final Mishnah in the second Perek, continuing with the relationship between different Korbanot and their attendant Menachot, Pigel Bakometz V'lo Balvonai. Now within the Mincha, this is a passage that we have already dealt with. So this is the machloket Rameir and Chachamim about mafaglin b'chatzi matir that we've already referenced. If he was mafagel while doing the komets, but not the levona, or vice versa, meaning these are the flash points, not the focal points, of the pigul, Rameir says that the whole korban is pigul, you chayev karet for eating it. Chachamim say it's not karet ad shifagel b'chol matir. And as we understood earlier, that means that they do agree that there is a gezerah here, there just is no full karet. Now, umodim chachem narmer, minchat chotel minchat knaot, this should seem fairly obvious, that in the case of minachot where there only is a kometz and no levona, like minchat chotel minchat vasota, shepigal b'kometz shupigul v'chem l'av karet, shakometz hua matir, it's the only matir. Okay, shachar achad minak vasim, v'chol shtei chalot l'machar. So we did shchita on one of the lambs, that's the chatzi matir, in order to eat both of the loaves the next day. Or you burned one of the cups of Levona in order to eat both sets of loaves of Lechem Apanim on Sunday instead of Shabbat. And again, the question is why this machloket has to be replicated. Now, let's just work within the kvasim. If you shechted one of the kvasim in order to eat from it the next day, and this everybody agrees that only the animal that you had the intent about that you were shechting at the time is pigul, the other one's fine. If you intend to do the other lamb, and this we saw in the previous podcast, referenced shnehem ksherim because one matir is not mefagel, the other matir. Okay, Amarab. Machloket, the machloket Rameir Chachamim is shenatan takometz pishtika v'talvona b'machshava. That's only if you did the first thing without saying anything, so we assume proper intent, and the levona was done with the machshava, secondly, was done with the machshava to do it late. And as you stated, I'm going to do this tomorrow. This is in order to eat tomorrow. But if you reversed it, which means the first thing, it doesn't matter which is first, because they can be done in either order. But if the first thing you did was with the improper machshava, and the second one was a shtika, Divrei Hakol Pigul, Chachamim agree with Rameir, but not for the same reason that it's Pigul. Why? Shekol HaOseh Al Dat Rishon HaOseh. It's not because Chachamim suddenly say that Mefaglim Chatzi Matir, but rather because whenever you act, we assume that unless you specify differently, you're following your original intent. And here your stated intent that the first Matir was Pigul, therefore the Shtika afterwards now becomes Pigul. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar Adayin Hi Machloket. Shmuel says the same Machloket applies regardless of the order. And now we're going to see a lot of challenges to Rav's approach. Yativ Rav Kamam Alal HaShmata. So Rav was sitting in the Beit Midrash, and he repeated this Machloket. Eidor Rav Achab Rav Hun Al Rav. So one of the students challenged his presentation of Rav with the following. Bamed Vay Mamurim. When do we say that Pigul counts be Kmitza Uv Matan Kli Uv Vihiluch? When you do the first three steps, aval balo la haktara, once you come to haktara, natanta komets bishtika v'talvona b'machshava, takomets machshava talvona bishtika. Here we have machloket, because in every one of the other ones, there's only one act, kmitza, matan kli, hiluch, but when you come to haktara, there's two different things to burn, and therefore we could have the machloket or meir chachamim. But notice the way it's presented. Natana takomets bishtika v'talvona b'machshava, or takomets machshava v'talvona bishtika, now, Ktani Miha, the point that we care about is Natan etakometz machshava talvona b'shtika upligi. They disagree even about a case where you first did the kometz machshava and then the b'shtika. So, Ema, why don't we interpret it as follows? Ukvar natan talvona b'shtika mikar, meaning not that you did the kometz machshava and then the levona b'shtika, but you did the kometz machshava as machshava after having done the levona b'shtika. So the answer is shtei tshuvot b'davar. That doesn't work for two reasons. One reason is chad d'hainu kamaita. In that case, the two cases in the Mishnah are really one case. Either you did A before B, or you did B after having done A. It's no different. V'ora tanya acharkach. Plus the wording makes it say acharkach, meaning it was A then B or B then A. So tirgum of chanina b'shtei deot. So we could be talking about two different kohanim. In other words, a new kohen came up and did the second one b'shtika. Then chachamim would hold their ground and say, we don't have any earlier bad statement on the part of this kohen to go by. But if it's one kohen, this is how Rav will defend himself. It's one kohen who first says machar and then says nothing. The nothing then follows the machar. Okay, Toshma, let's see. Medvar Memorim. Now, if you recall, in Zvachim, we had the Machloka B'Cham Beit Hillel about how many matanot of the Chatat Chitzona are vital. One or two. Beit Hillel says one, Beit Shammai says two. The result of that is, of course, that let's say following Beit Hillel, only intent that you have at the first matana counts. So therefore, if you did the first matana with Pigul and the rest of them not, it's still Pigul. And vice versa, if you did the first one without Pigul and the next one Pigul, it's not Pigul. So we said, this only applies to damim that goes outside. Blood that's given inside, where all four of them are vital. Kigon, the 43, we'll deal with this number a little bit later, of Yom Kippur. And then I'll lay out what all 43 are. Mashiach, the 11 of the par kohen gadol. Which is done if, in case of his own chait, and that's in Horiyot. V'achadasrei parshalim dovashol tzibur, also in Horiyot, the same 11. Those 11, by the way, are 7 keneged haparochet and 4, one on each of the corners of the mizbeach haptimi. All 11 are vital. So pigal beim rishon beim mishneh beim shlishit, whether you're mafagel on the first one or the second one or the third one, mer mer pigal chen olav karet, because chatzi matir, mim ein bo karet, am chachom omim ein bo karet ad shifagel b'chol matir. You have to mafagel the whole thing for it to be invalid. And what do you see here? Tani mia pegi pigal ben barishana ben mishna ben mishlishit upligi, which means our simple read is, if you, let's say you did the shnia, that means you were silent, then you did the shnia, and then, sorry, you did the rishona with machshava, but you were silent, shnia and shlishit, we say it's still not a pigal according to chachamim, even though it's pigal followed by shtika. So, and here you're going to claim that maybe we're talking about a case where in the middle a new Kohen came in because the Kohen, something happened to him and the new Kohen came in order to pick up where he left off. So the, his shtika doesn't reflect back on the earlier intent. That only works when when it says, Bezoti avo aron lakodesh, in part, in Yom Kippur, it says, Bepar ben makar. If that means that in the case that a Kohen Gadol would become invalidated in the middle of the Matanot and a new Kohen Gadol comes in, then he uses the Dam Hapar, then that means he could come in and pick up in the middle of the process and continue. But Lamandam Ar Bepar means Velobadam Oshel Par, meaning if a new Kohen Gadol has to come in, he has to bring his own Par and start over, then there's no possibility of having the Matanot be given by multiple Kohanim. And so therefore, there's no way to interpret that Braita along the lines of Rav Chanina's solution of Shtei Deyot. So Ma'ika L'Meymar, Amar Rav Achmai Askin, Hengon Shepigal B'Rishonah V'Shatak B'Shniyah Pigal B'Shlishit. What it means is that he had Machshavet Pigal on the first corner of the inside Mizbeach, then said nothing at the second, and then did Pigal on the third. If you really think that that Rishona is enough, why did he have to have a new Machshavet Pigul at the third? It doesn't say Shatak. The case just says whether he had Pigul here, here, or here. Al Amravashi has a slight variation. He had Machshavet Pigul at all three. If you really think that Rav's right, what do I need? Another machshavat pigul at the next step. But the problem is, it doesn't say, it says, and so the result, the response to that is kasha. Meaning that this solution isn't really much of a solution. It becomes quite clear that chachamim disagree with Reb Meir, even in a situation where your first step of the dam was a clear pigul, and the rest was silent, and we say the silence really indicates a proper matana, which means it's a chatzi matir, like Shmuel, and therefore it's not mefagel. Kasha. Okay, so Ravashi's solution is a little bit difficult. Amar, let's go back to this. Rameh Omer, Pigov chayav in avkaret. And now we're talking about Remeir, not in our Mishnah, but rather Remeir in the Braita about the matanot inside. Now let's examine this. Mechti karet lo mechayav ad shikuvu kolam atirin. Remember, you're not chayav karet until the entire korban is brought and it's set and it's validated, if you will, as a pigul. Damamar yeratzeh karzat kasher kacharzat pasul. Remember, it's lo yeratzeh, but we say yeratzeh, and we said this through much of Zvachim, that a pigul has to be accepted properly as a psul. Marzat kasher ad shikuvu kolam atirin. Everything has to be brought properly. Afratzat pasul ad shikuvu kolam atirin. So therefore, v'hai kevan d'chashivah b'fim pasleh, the minute you were inside, and the first intent you had on anything before the last matana was pigul, according to Meir, it's already pasul. Kimadi b'echal maya ba'almihu d'kamadi. So now the rest of the dam that you're tossing isn't dam. It's just like water. It's just a meaningless liquid because it's already pasul. So how could you ever have the pigul? So amarabba mishkachal abba parim v'abba asirim. You could have a situation where, not like the previous ukimta that we tried, where the coin gadol became invalidated in the middle, but where you had an extremely clumsy coin gadol, and he spilled the dam hapar and the dam ha-sayir, they went and got another par and sayir, and started a new dam at the second station, and at each station they had it, which means each dam that he was throwing was inherently valid, had not been invalidated, and just that zrika was invalidated. That's very difficult ukimta. So Rav Amar, filu tam parachad v'seir chad. You don't have to go that far. The figule maratze. It, even though it's maya ba'alma as far as a proper korban, it is considered dam for the purposes of pigul. Okay, arba'im v'shalosh. Let's go back to the numbers of 43. Where did the 43 come from? So you have to remember that there are eight matanot of the par and eight matanot of the sa'ir inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, one above and seven below. Of each, that's 16. Then the same exact thing on the towards the parochet or on the parochet, machloket orbalan razon chachamim. Once he goes into the kodesh, that gives you 32. Then there are another seven on the tohar hamizbeach, which is on the middle of the mizbeach hapimi, and that gives us 39. And then either he mixes the dam and par and dam ha-sa'ir together and puts that mixture on each corner of the Mizbeach, which will give you 43, or else he does the par and sa'ir separately, and that will give you 47. By the way, I did a little bit out of order, because the seven matanot on the Mizbeach are for sure after the dam is combined. So you have the 16 inside, then you have the 16 at the parochet, that's 32. Then you have either four or eight more, so you either have 36 or 40 at that point. And then there's seven of the mixture on Tarat HaMizbeach. Okay, so now we ask, Arbaim Shalosh, Vatanya Arbaim Sheva, we have a version that says 47, says, Lokasha, Hakam Adamar Arvin the Kranot, if you say that you mix the Dam Par and Sa'ir together for the Kranot, then it's only 43. Under Ain Marvin, if you don't mix them, then you've got four more, four of the Par, four of the Sa'ir, that's 47. Hi, Vatanya Arbei Mishmona. We have another version that says 48. So that's easy. Lokasha Kamanda Shirai Makvin. Remember, we saw in the fifth parak in Zvachim whether the Shiraim of the Chatat Pimit are Ma'akev and therefore are considered part of the Avoda or not. If it's Ma'akev, then you'll add one more, which is spilling the Shiraim out outside. And Akamanda Mar Shiraim Lo Makvin, then you won't only count 47 or 43. Okay, Ibai Elohu. Pigel Baholacha. Now, Holacha here means that you're carrying the komets towards the Mizbeach. What happens if you have machshava pigul then? Mahu. Meaning, do we consider it to be the sort of thing that only happens to a komets, and therefore it's not called chatzi matir, and it's the holacha is only about komets, and that's a full pigul? Or do we say that it's the kind of thing that happens with Lavona also, because you got to bring that to the Mizbeach, and this is called chatzi matir, and chachamim would say it's not a pigul? Rav Yochanan Halacha ki kmitza. He says like kmitza. The kmitza, of course, only happens to the komets, and therefore it is a full pigul. Vershlaka shemar halacha ki haktarano. It's like burning, and therefore it applies to the levona also, because you got to walk the levona over, and therefore Rameir Chachamim would still disagree. Now, bishtar Vershlaka she ikonami halacha de levona. Vershlaka makes sense because you have to walk the levona over. However, Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan say the way he does? Amarava kasav Rabbi Yochanan kol avodah she'ina materet. Any avodah which itself is not matir anything, avodah chashuvahi, it must have some other significance. If it's not matir, it has to have some other significance. The fagel al bifnei atzmas, for then it must be that it's mefagel by itself. And therefore, since holacha really doesn't accomplish anything, it just moves the komets closer to the mizbeach, therefore it must have the power to be mefagel. Amarle Abaye, harei shechitat echad min hakvasim. Think about this. When you shecht one of the two kvasim on Shavuot, davuda sheina matirata, it's not matir anything. And therefore, you'd have to say, based on your theory, it's so important that it's mefagel, upligi, and nonetheless, Rabbi and Chachamim disagreed. No, we had in our Mishnah, shachar achad min hakvasim. L'chol shtei chalot l'machar, yitir achad min habazichim, l'chol shtei shtei l'machar, meyor meyor pigul v'chem l'av karet. Mimein bo karet, shifagel b'chol matir. Chachamim disagree and say that shechting one of the kvasim is not enough. So holacha should also not be enough. Amarleh, misavet lechem et tanur kadosh. He said, you think that the lechem becomes kadosh already when it's baked? Shchitar kvasim mekadshele, it's the shchita that's mekadosh. It means the shchita really does accomplish something. Balakadesh kevala hatir dami. Because when you're being mekadosh the lechem, you're also, that's also being like a matir, because you're sort of moving it to the next step. Beit Rav Shimi Barashi, and this is a parallel challenge and response. Acherim omrim, it's an issue about shchitat ha-pesach. So if you intend, when shechting the Pesach, to include also arelim in the group, people who don't have brit milah, men who don't have brit milah, then that will invalidate the Pesach. However, hikdim mulim la arelim, if you mention the mulim first, kasher. Hikdim arelim la mulim, if you mention the uncircumcised ones first, then pasul. The kaimalan b'chatzi matir pligi, and the machloket acherim and chachomim there is whether or not there's an issue of chatzi matir. He says, Rava's answer is the same thing. Will you think that the dam is already kadosh, but savar behema? Dam sakin mekadshele. It's at the point of shchita that it's mekadosh the dam. Rabala kadesh kabala ter dami. Again, the same sort of thing, which is simply a question of position on this. However, with the levona, the halacha isn't accomplishing anything. And therefore, it must be significant enough to be mefagel. Now, toshma, let's see again. We saw in the Bright on Amud Aleph that when do we say that it's a fagel at Kmitza or Matan Mikli Uvehiluch? What Hiluch is that? My love Hiluch Daktara, isn't that walking to do the Haktara, which means that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that it's really like Kmitza. Lo Hiluch to Matan Kli. No, it's talking about Hiluch of putting it in the Kli, which is before. Meaning, walking it from the komets, putting it in the kli, and moving your hand into the kli. So, yachim matan kli, behiluch, behiluch matan kli, baile. Then the order should be opposite in that breita. It should say, be kmitza, uvehiluch, uvematan kli. So, halokasha, tanihachi. Sorry, this is actually a defense for Rabbi Yochanan to say that the hiluch here is talking about a hiluch that is like kmitza. So he said, yeah, we have a version of the Mishnah that reads in that order. Now, balo lahaktara, the end of the breita says, when you come to do haktara, it should balo laholachami baile. According to you, it should say balo laholacha, meaning when you come now to walk it over, to the mizbeach, that's what it should say. Alokasha came in alacha, tzorach to haktarahi, this defender shlakish, kari lahaktara. He calls it haktara, but it refers even to the walking over for the haktara. Okay, anatanta komets pishtika. Try this case. What if you did the komets pishtika? Holich baile. Right? So it should say holich. Not Natanta Kometz, but rather Holich, because you're saying that Holich is not walking the Kometz to the Mizbeach, but walking the Kometz to the Kli. So Kasha, it should say like that. Okay, we have two more interesting questions to deal with here. First of all, Hikter Shum Shum Lachol Shum Shum Adjikale Kometz Kulo, which means you burn one little grain, a Shum Shum, like a little sesame seed. You burn one little grain of the Kometz, and as you burn it, you say, I'm going to eat one grain of the Shirayim tomorrow. And then you burn another one, the same intent, until all the komets is gone. It just takes forever. We have three opinions about this. Chadamar pigul, chadamar pasul, chadamar kasher. You got all three possible opinions. So le mandamar pigul kerb meir. Maybe the one who says pigul holds like kerb meir, mafagin machatzi matir, and therefore this little grain is enough. Mandamar pasul kerabanan, who say it's not enough, but it's pasul. Mandamar kasher kerebi, who said that if you shecht one of the keves, intending to eat half a kazayit of one of the lechems tomorrow, and the other kevas like that, it's kosher, 100% kosher. So, who says that you could align them? Dilma ad kanokam Rameir hata. Maybe Rameir's only position is, alachisha v'shiro. You were working with a chatzi matir, but you were thinking about eating a full shir. Avachar alachisha v'shiro, lo, but here you're thinking about eating a grain at each step of the way. A granule. The ad kanokam Rabbanan hata. And maybe the Rabbanan only said that it's pasul, you didn't think during the entire matir about doing something wrong. At the end of the process, you've been thinking throughout the entire matir of eating at the wrong time. Maybe it's full pigel. Rebbe's whole position with the kvasim is the lohadar malya miota avodah. That's when you didn't complete it, meaning you did one keves for half a loaf and half a gezayit, and one keves for half a gezayit of the other loaf. But here you completed that entire avodah. Maybe he'd say at least pasul, since you can't align them. Meaning each position will claim that my position will fit with all of Rameir, Chachamim, and Rebbe. Let's see. Mandamar Pigul Divrakol Kasavar Derach Achila Bachach Derach Haktara Bachach. This is not an unusual way to eat or an unusual way to burn, and therefore it's called burning with intent to eat Macharzman. It's Pigul. Mandamar Pasul Divrakol. He'll say Kasavar Derach Achila Bachach. This is a normal way to eat, one drop at a time. Vein Derach Haktara Bachach. That is not a normal way to burn, and therefore Avela Kamincha Shalahuktara. It's like a mincha that never got burned, where your machshavat pigul really is not a pigul, but will be gozer and call it pasul. Madamar kasher divrei akol kasar derech haktara b'chach vein derech achila b'chach. That's not a normal way to eat. So if you intend to eat one granule at a time, that's like thinking about eating something with mustard. It's like talking about eating something by pouring it in your ears. That's not derech achila. That's not machshavat pigul. Okay. Last piece we're going to look at here is amri charife de pumbadita. Haktara mefagelat haktara, meaning Charif and Pumbadita's Eifan Avimi, who were the great students of Pumbadita, students of Rav Yehuda, haktara mefagelat haktara, which means if you do a haktara, meaning of, let's say, kometz, and you intend to burn the Lavona at a later time, that's a pigul. Vafilu the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan, Damian Fagel Chatzim Matir, Hanemili Hecha Dechishe Bal B'Shirayim, that's only if you were thinking about Shirayim. Then they say, well, you only did it in a half a Matir. Lavona miltakaim, and the lavona is sitting by itself. You did the kometz intending to eat the shirayim, and the lavona never got touched. Hachadachishiv la lavona, here you did the kometz thinking about the lavona. It means the whole matir is kind of wrapped up in the problem. Kamadachishiv bevakulay matir dami. It's as if you were thinking during the entire matir, because the other half of the matir is your focal point. Now, Amarava afanan amitani. Now, Rava says, I can support this, because we have the following rules. Zeakal kola kometz venoten bakliva hamolich vemaktir. The four avodot, lechol davash dakol, lechol laktir, davash dakol laktir, to eat an edible or burner burnable, chutzim komo pasavon karet, chutzim manu pahugil v'chayim ala karet. Good. My love, haktara dumya dehanach, doesn't it sound as if haktara is like the other three, komates, noten makli, molich, and maktir. They're all in the same bag. So malahan, hanach, shvein, lechol, bein, maktir, just like all three of the others. Komates, noten makli, molich, whether you intend to eat shirayim or you intend to burn late, it's kupigul. Hafaktara, same thing with haktara, bein lachol bein laktir. So therefore, even if I burn, intending to burn late, it should still be a pigul. This would be sort of tantamount to saying, if I do zrikat adam, in order to do zrikat adam late, it would be pigul, which by the way is not the case. So we say, lo, hanach bein lachol bein laktir, haktara lachol in laktir lo. We say that when it comes to the first three avodot, you could be thinking about eating or burning late, and it's still a pigul, but when it comes to haktara, only about eating. Yatav Menashe Bar Gada coming up by Yatav Ka'amar Mishmeder Rav Chista. He quoted Rav Chista saying the following: Ein Haktara Mefagelat Haktara. He said the exact opposite of Charif de Pumadita. Haktara is not Mefagel Haktara. Afilu Rameir Dama Mefagel Mechatzim Atir. Even Rameir. Now it's the opposite position. Even Rameir, who says Mefagel Mechatzim Atir, Hanimili Hecha Dechishe Bo Bishirayim. That's only if you were thinking about Shirayim. And Rameir says the one half Matir, the Lavona or the Kometz, is enough. Kometz matir didu, because kometz is a matir of shirayim, which is not a full matir. Hachad a kometz la matir levonahu, but here kometz is not matir levona; they're just paired things. Lamatzim fagel bay, you can't be mafagel. Right? This is what Rava, this student said in the name of Rav Chista. Amar le Abayis, so Abayis say, Ane Mari, my master, teach me. Mishmei de Rav, did you hear this in Rav's name? Amar le in. He said, yes, Rav Chista taught it, but he taught it in Rav's name. Rav was his teacher. Eat Marnamu, we have in Memra, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Ein Haktara Mefagelat Haktara. So now you have substantiated that it comes from Rav. Yaakov Ra'idi Mishmei Abaye, so then he asked, he said the name of Abaye's name, Afanan Tamina. So beforehand, we had the statement of Charifa de Pumadita saying Haktara Mefagelat Haktara. And Rava gave support to that, and we said the support wasn't so perfect. Now we have a statement going back to Rav saying Ein Haktara Mefagelat Haktara, and Abaye is going to support it. Shachar achar nakvasim lachol menu lemachar. So if you shecht one lamb intending to eat the other lamb tomorrow, neither one of them is affected. My time. Isn't it because the one lamb is not the matir for the other lamb, therefore they can have no pigal connection, so therefore, kometz and levona, same thing. We knock that down and say, lo, hatam hu lo ikba b'chad mana, because the two lambs were never put into one kli, they don't have the relationship. But the kometz and levona were put into one bowl, and therefore they become like one, and they may be able to affect each other. So we don't know. So Amarav Hamnuna. Hamnuna tells the following, a delightful story with which to end. It says, Hamilta Avla Libre Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina taught this to me, like internalized it for me. Utkila li kekule talbudai, and it's equal to me, it weighs as much to me as my all of my learning. What was that? Hiktir kometz laktir levona lechol shirayim lemachar. Very confusing statement. If you're makter kometz, in order to burn the levona to eat the shirayim tomorrow, pigul. That was his beautiful statement. Now our question is, my kamashman, what's he teaching? If he's trying to teach the Charifa de Pupadita position, that Akhtar can be Mefagel another one, meaning Kometz, Lakter Levona. So let him make Kometz, Lakter Levona. Let him say the first half of the sentence. If he wants to say that Kometz alone is enough, or Levona alone is enough, then make Kometz, Lakhol Shirai Lamachar. Let him say the first and the end, and leave the Levona out. Itarvayu Kamashplan, if he's trying to teach both of those halachot, so let him say it as an either or. Let him make their comments like Tir Levona Vilachol Shirayim Lamachar. And if you did the comments to burn the Levona tomorrow or to eat the Shirayim tomorrow, then it's Pigol. Then that would teach both lessons. But he didn't teach it that way. Vada Barava, the Olam Kasavra, Enaktar Mefagel Aktar Ve'en Mefagel Machatzim Matar. He doesn't hold either of those positions. Shaniacha, what happened? The Pashta Lemachshava B'chul Mincha. His intent now spread for the entire Mincha. Meaning, what did he say? And this is the way many of the Rishonim read this statement of Rav Chanina, the Rav Hamnuna got from Rav Chanina, which is he would burn the kometz intending to burn the levona, and that when he will burn the levona, he will intend at that point to eat the shirayim late. So it's a double twist. And here we go. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba. So now we have a Tana coming in front of Yitzchak Bar Abba saying the following thing. Hiktir kometz lechol shirayim. If you burnt just the kometz in order to eat the shirayim, the divrei kol pigul. Everybody agrees it's pigul. Everybody agrees? I'd be like, pligi, that's the machloket Rabbeinu Chachamim. And you can't really say divrei kol when all you're representing is Rav Meir. Ela ema, so he said to him, correct your braita and read the divrei kol pasul. Everybody agrees it's pasul. By the way, that we agree. Rav Meir agrees it's pasul, just worse. Valei Malari is a pigul or mayor. Why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba correct the Tana and say your mistake was not in the ruling, but the attribution? Don't say it's Divrei HaKol, but say it's Rabbi Meir. The answer is Tana Divrei HaKol at Nuya. He had Divrei HaKol down pat. He knew that that was part of the Braita. Pigul Pasul Michlaflei. But he got confused between pigul and pasul. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba asked him, are you sure about the Divrei HaKol? He said, absolutely sure. You sure about the pigul? Well, maybe not. He said, oh, so it must have been Divrei HaKol, pasul. Hareza with Divrei HaKol lo michleflei, but the Hareza and Divrei HaKol, meaning Hareza Pigul, and Divrei HaKol Pigul, he wouldn't have made such a mistake. And if it had only been a mayor, it would have been Hareza Pigul Divrei HaMeir. So therefore, he corrected it to what was the most likely reconstruction available. Okay, Aron Alach HaKometz HaMincha, Baruch Hashem, we've completed our study of the second parak. HaMasachet Menachot, Yirtzeh Hashem, we begin the third parak, HaKometz HaMincha. In the next podcast, in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.